Well, here we are on a Friday, and we've got to find out what is being released this weekend. For that, we go to the expert. Chris Bellini is here, our Blue Jean movie critic, with this week's review. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning.
So we've got, what, 9 days to go, 9, 10 days to go before the Oscars
Getting very excited.
Yeah, I bet you are.
I'm waiting to see. You know what? I think a lot of this stuff's locked in. Best Picture's still up in the air, but, yeah, you know, there's still some of those little smaller categories that could still be pretty exciting.
Well, I'll tell you, I saw 3 billboards last weekend,
and
yeah, I thought it was terrific.
Best Picture?
That I've seen, yes.
See,
I haven't seen all of them, but...
3 billboards.
But, yeah, definitely a different kind of story. I would have done a little bit different of an ending, but I thought it was extremely well done, and McDormand has got to be a lock.
Yeah,
best actress.
Although I will say, when you see Frances McDormand's performance, she's so good, you kind of expect that kind of character from
her. It's true.
So I wasn't surprised as much as like a Sally Hawkins, where I was like, wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think McDormand's taking it home. I hope she's cleaning off that mantle.
Yeah, I have a feeling she will be. But of course, we'll talk a lot more about the Oscars a week from today. And today, a new movie is coming out that sounds downright deadly.
Well, I know. It's such a beautiful day to talk about a movie called Annihilation.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a new science fiction film. Now, I'm not familiar with this series, but it's based on the first book in Jeff Vandermeer's South Reach trilogy. Have not read that. I know people have, and they seem to be pretty wrapped up on it. It's also written for the screen and directed by Alex Garland, who brought us Ex Machina. So right now, that's pretty good because I really enjoyed that film. And, of course, it stars Academy Award winner Natalie Portman. She plays Lena. She's a biologist who, let's just say, through a series of circumstances, finds herself involved in this secret government operation, specifically involving this mysterious zone called the Shimmer. Now, she's going to join a group of other scientists, and they're going to enter the zone hoping to find answers that'll hopefully keep the world safe. Now, they're going to see a whole bunch of crazy stuff in their bizarre mutations. They're going to talk about frightening theories of what's going on, what their fate may be. And here's a scene from the film that'll give you a little idea. When they're in these dire situations, they're going to have to really decide, like the song, should they stay or should they go?
And I agree with you. We should go back.
Good. Okay, great. There we go. Okay, so the three of us can just
pack
up.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. We should go back, yes, but it took us, what, 6 days to get here? And the coast is 2 days away.
You're saying that we get out by going deeper in?
Yeah, if you like, yeah.
Like? No, I don't like.
Woo.
I mean, come on. Get out by going deeper in? That does not sound good to me.
Yeah, not a good policy, probably.
All right, so here's the thing about this movie. First, you got to talk about something. So there are a lot of things to like here. It's visually stunning. Garland, he's going to create this really strange and intriguing world. It's going to be filled with all these bizarre and, at times, some very frightening creatures. So you know the effects are going to be top-notch. They definitely deliver and help you pull you into this wild world. You know, I like the concept. You know, you have this uncharted, unexplained world. Lots of mystery. What is it? Where did it come from? What does it want? So that's something that's definitely going to keep you going along. And, of course, you got Natalie Portman joined by Jennifer Jason Leigh, Gina Rodriguez, Tessa Thompson. It keeps on going on. You got five really different women who are leading up this group. They're smart. They're brave. They're strong. I like that angle. But, of course, here's the thing. The film excels in creating suspense and creating this world, and I think that's what fans of the book and definitely science fiction fans are going to like. That's going to make them happy. But I'm going to be in the minority here, although I did enjoy it. I want a little bit more, and I didn't get it.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you why. Here's the thing. I admit, right, I got wrapped up in what happens beyond the Shimmer, but not as much in regard to what happens to the main characters. And to me, I need to be hooked into those characters. You know, you have a kind of a good idea what their fate is from the start, and, you know, they give you this little glimpse of each of the characters, their flaws, their vulnerabilities, and you get excited. But you know what? It kind of ends there. They don't go much deeper, and I think that would have made a difference for me. You talk a movie like The Arrival. Did you see The Arrival?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Arrival's a great science fiction film. It has slow pacing, but you know what? It's okay because it's really rooted in, I won't spoil it, there's this really deep emotional, you know, human connection to the movie, which kind of driving it all forward. And to me, that was such a great part of the movie. It made it so much worthwhile, and I think in this film, that's what is missing.
Okay, so that's Annihilation. And I also saw last weekend, Chris, Lady Bird. What did you think of that?
You know, I enjoyed it. It was quirky. It was different.
Very quirky.
I definitely enjoyed, you know, to me what made that movie stand out, and we talked about it, was the family dynamic between the mother, the father, and Lady Bird.
Yeah.
Medcalf, Tracy Letts, Saoirse Ronan. their acting, their natural chemistry together was really connecting me to that story.
Yeah, but I agree.
I know a lot of people loved it a lot more than I did, but I definitely thought it was worthwhile, especially from that. And if you're in this area, of course, it's sort of a love letter in a way to Sacramento. So
yes, it definitely is. Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was, you know, I'm glad I watched it. You know, I probably wouldn't watch it again, but I'm glad I watched it in advance of the Oscars. Well, it's
good. Just to say that, because I know we've been talking about Oscars, the one thing that's always thinks interesting, Laurie Metcalf, I thought her performance in that movie, fantastic.
Yep.
Solely because you saw this range of somebody who was hard-nosed, who could be say the wrong thing at the wrong time, but deep down was somebody who loved their daughter, and you got to kind of see that whole wheel. So I was like, she's got to be a lock this year, right?
Yep.
Allison Janney comes in with I, Tonya. Great performance as well, but I thought maybe not as deep as Metcalf. So I was always rooting for Metcalf. I know that that's not going to be the case come Oscar night, but you never know. Maybe there'll be a crazy surprise.
Well, yeah, it'll be interesting to watch the two of them in that category, and definitely a fun night to watch the Oscars anyway. Chris, thanks for being here this morning. Look forward to our Oscar chat next Friday at this time.
You betcha. Have a good one.
All right, you too. That's Chris Bellini talking movies on KSRO.